Hey everyone, and welcome to another Wednesday podcast, where this is the podcast where we talk about things. Hey everyone, this is the Wednesday podcast where we talk about all things positivity, because positivity is such a powerful tool for us mentally, physically, and most importantly, spiritually. That's why almost every Wednesday morning you can expect to hear me, Matt, and Heather, who is my beautiful wife and co-host, talk about the wins we've had in our week prior. So the reason I said most every week is because, Heather, explain why.
We got busy.
We got busy. And with getting busy, we have not been able to record a podcast. That's a bad way of saying that. So,
but we are sorry. It's not a bad busy. It's all good busy.
And we're going to make a covenant with you all. Okay? We will never miss an episode, Lord willing, in the future. And if we do, you are more than welcome to call us out. Just like Moses called out the Israelites for breaking their covenant, you can call us out for breaking our covenant with you. Okay? So, with that being said, we are going to go ahead and, like we do every single week, we're going to start out with some of the wins we've had, and we have 2 weeks worth of wins we can talk about. I don't even know what we've done in the past 2 weeks, but we've done something. So, Heather, start us out.
Well, we haven't had a episode since we did Lads to Leaders. So we have officially, it's been since what, before Easter?
Yeah.
So we experienced...
No, we've only missed 2 weeks.
Nope. We didn't do one after Lads to Leaders.
Yes, we did.
No, we didn't, because I didn't get to talk about mac and cheese gummies.
Oh, that's true.
So we have not. So we experienced Lads to Leaders for the first time ever.
It was a lot.
It was a lot. And we're probably... That's probably why we haven't had a episode, because we're still recovering from it.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
And for those who don't know what Lads to Leaders is, it is an event put on every year by the Churches of Christ. And
it's for kids.
It's for kids, turning lads into leaders and
it's girls competitive.
Into leaderates. Leaderettes. Leaderettes. So leaderates. They do different things like write speeches, memorize Bible verses, read scripture, sing puppets. Songs, do puppets. Yeah, we're keeping the puppet industry in business. So it's really fun, and it gives kids responsibilities that...
They do other things throughout the year.
Spiritual like, responsibilities.
Good Samaritan, where it's like doing good deeds, making homemade cards, helping others.
It's really cool.
Things like that. So it keeps them active spiritually all year round, basically. And you get like a 2 month break for the summer. And then you start all over again in August with a new theme. And then you work on those different areas that you sign up to do for, I don't know, however many months. And then every year during Easter weekend, they hold a convention. And our convention location is in Nashville at the
Gaylord Opryland.
Yeah. Super fancy, super nice, super cool place. That's a really cool experience to get to go do, but recovery for it took us 2 weeks to recover.
Yeah, it was a lot.
But wins. So during that same time, Matt had his mom surprise me with 2 new roses from Petals from the Past, which is a nursery down in Alabama, and they do their own heirloom roses. So she picked me up an Anya, I think is how you say that, and a Double de Kubert or something. I don't know. I usually end up naming them something else, and they get their own cutesy names. But they haven't shown me a whole lot yet on them, so I haven't renamed them. But then I also went and got me some dahlias. That's my first ever, and they're thriving. So those are two huge wins for me.
Yeah.
And I'm also on like an iced coffee obsession at home.
What about iced coffee though? It's not just cold, iced coffee.
Cold foam.
Yeah. And if mostly only I'm foam. On a nitro cold brew kick. There's a place here in Clarksville, which is right next to our church building, called Miss Lucille's. And Miss Lucille's has a coffee cafe, and it's actually pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
And Heather has gotten her cold foam stuff there before.
So a coffee that's huge around here are like these blueberry or fruit basket, they're calling it.
What did I get you the other day?
They're blueberry flavored and they are amazing.
Well, the one I got you the other day was like blackberry.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And honey.
It was good.
Yeah, it had stuff like that in it. And lavender.
Yeah.
With cold foam. That one time, the blueberry one that girl did, she put blueberry syrup in the cold foam.
And that's what made it amazing. Yeah.
I don't know how to ask them for that, though. I thought she just did that, like, specially.
I've been getting
nitro brew, nitro cold brew, which is really cool. Except the last time we went to this place, it was like, what was it? That it was just cold coffee. And I was like, I feel like nitro brew is supposed to have, like, fizzies in it. It's not fizzy. It's just like it's had like nitrogen added to it. So it it's swirled and it looks different. This was just literally cold brew. And I'm like, I don't think this is nitro. I think something's wrong with y'all's nitro. And they're like, it wouldn't even turn on. So that was the issue. There was a sweet young girl working there that just struggled big time. So
one of those bless your heart moments.
Yeah, I felt bad for her. And they're like, there's always a lot of people in line at this place to get coffee. It's a really cool place because it's just like they have a coffee shop, cafe, and a massive like walk around boutique. What do you call that?
It's got little booths.
Yeah, people sell antique stuff, but also
like, it's not. It's boutique-y stuff.
Yeah,
mostly boutique-y stuff.
Yeah, it's pretty fancy. But it's really cool, and they have good coffee. So,
yeah.
Other than that, wins in my life lately have been I started a duck call making company, kind of, I guess, if you can call it a company.
Well, you got to pay for the hobby somehow.
Yes, that was the whole reason. I'm not, like, super pumped about trying to sell because once you, like, especially if you get on, like, duck call making forums and stuff, like, you post anything and you get roasted by people. Which is not fun, but because that's not positive. But if I posted like my friends and stuff, and they're like, "Dude, you're like the best call maker in the world," so that's fun. But yeah, I just wanted to sell some of my creations because I was really like, this is a expensive hobby, and Heather will even tell you, I literally was trying to sell all my stuff to somebody that wanted to get into call making. But nobody bought it. So, and it was crazy because I tried to sell it and everybody was like, dude, this is awesome price for all of this stuff. But nobody wanted to buy it. So I said, here's what I'm going to do. I'm just going to start selling it so that I can pay for my hobby.
Yep. Make it worthwhile.
It's cool. I already sold 3 calls. So, yeah. And I made another one and I'm really proud of this one. And it's like every one I make, I don't want to sell. So there's an issue there.
Well, you should at least keep one.
Make two
to keep so that Georgia and Josie will eventually inherit those.
Well, I want to make them like special girly colored ones.
Oh, what will sell them the most is if you post the video of Josie riding around the neighborhood blowing a duck call on her scooter.
Yeah, that's what I should do instead of them. So the girls have been destroying the rose bushes out in front of the house. So here's a huge win. We live on a really cool street and there's a lot of little kids our girls' age. And I'm talking like from Saturday from pretty much 10 o'clock till 8 o'clock at night. 10 o'clock in the morning to 8 o'clock at night, we don't see our kids. They will pop in every now and then, and all of a sudden they'll just be in our backyard with like 6 to 8 other kids. And then they just like roam this, our one street. It's a big cul-de-sac. And they all just like are running through yards and just funny. Well, Josie and Georgia,
they're like a little scooter gang.
Yeah, and they're little, there's another little girl that runs around with them that they will pick all the roses out of Heather's rose bush in the front. And they will put them in baskets. And they will go around and start knocking on doors trying to give roses away to people. So it's been funny watching them. But man,
and then, and then Josie grabbed a duck call. And she was riding around blowing a duck call.
That's what I'm saying. I'm about to just tell them to put those in their baskets and go try to sell those things. My little solicitors going around.
They're cute. You can't get mad at them.
Yeah. So that's been really fun lately, is watching them do all that. But yeah, we've had that, and then we had that's been going on. What else has been going on?
School's almost over.
School's almost over. I got to play in a golf tournament yesterday. That was fun. I'm really sore today. My back hurts. My neck hurts. Yes, I'm old, but it was fun. I got to play with fun people, so I enjoyed it. School's almost over. We've got big plans for the summer. Not really.
20 days.
Oh, yeah. Well, me and Heather are going to Disney for one free day trip.
So, a perk of being a travel agent is that it is Travel Agent Appreciation Month. And with that comes free stuff to appreciate the travel agents.
Yeah.
And so Disney gave us a free ticket to Animal Kingdom. So we are going to use this as our anniversary trip, and we're gonna go to Animal Kingdom for the day, just me and Matt, or Matt and I, and then we're also going to eat dinner at Ohana,
yeah,
which is at the Polynesian Resort.
That was my choice.
And go to Disney Springs, and depending on what time it is and how dark it is or what time it gets dark, who knows? We might have time to sneak some photos in somewhere.
Yeah.
I haven't decided yet. We might go down to Grand Floridian or something. Who knows? We'll figure that out as we go, yeah, or how the day goes. So, yeah. Super fun stuff for us coming up.
Yeah. And then, so I've always wanted to go to Ohana. I just could not justify taking our daughters to it because it looks like really good food that Heather and I would crush.
Yeah, but not the girls.
It's really expensive. So,
yeah,
that'll be like our anniversary trip.
So what's really cool about most of the dining at Disney is the... They're, what are they called? Family-style dining?
Yeah.
I think that's the name for it. But if there's something that they bring out to you that you want again, you just ask for it. And they bring you more of it.
Yeah.
And so at Ohana, they have, like, the most amazing pot stickers. Then they've got these, like, sticky wings. Then they've got these noodles. And then there's, like... some other things that they bring out that I can't remember at the moment. But yeah. So
what is it, wings?
Uh-huh. They have wings. The sticky, yeah, wings, and then they've got some other stuff that for some reason I just can't remember at the moment. But if you want more of anything, you get to just ask for more and they bring you more.
Yeah.
And it was the same way when we ate at Akershus. Akershus. I don't know. Akershus. When we ate there also, you could do the same. And we would ask for more of different things. And it was awesome.
Yeah.
What else? Oh, a food. Let's talk about mac and cheese gummies.
So we were at Las Salitas, and
We were given.
Jeff Goodson and Crystal Goodson gave us a fun thing to eat. We haven't done this in a really long time where we talked about food that we like to eat. But this was interesting. It was a gummy. And
it's mentally confusing to eat. Yeah.
It's mac and cheese gummies. And it was...
Okay, so
cool. It comes in like a Kraft-looking box.
Yes, it looks like you're getting mac and cheese in a box. And they look like mac and cheese noodles, but they're not cheese-flavored. They're fruit-flavored.
Yeah, it's wild.
But the texture of the noodle gummy
tastes like
is Velveeta.
Yeah.
It's like a Velveeta texture with a fruit flavor. So it messes with your brain so bad. And it's like one of those where you have to eat a second one just to say that you ate a second one to know if you like it or not.
It was good.
I want to video the girls' initial reaction to it because they have the funniest faces.
Remember when we used to do all the Oreos?
Yes.
Man, that was a long time ago. Good night.
And then the girls ended up crushing all the Oreos that were disgusting.
Yeah. We've had some good Oreos. Still, my favorite Oreos are the yellow Oreos.
Yeah.
Golden Oreos. But yeah, we have... Oh, had a lot going on lately. We've had a lot of kids being born at this congregation. So lots of pregnant ladies walking around. People are starting to worry about the water fountains around here. So
what?
They think something's in the water. People just getting pregnant left and right.
I was like, what are you talking about?
Yeah. So we have water filling station, like water bottle filling stations, two of them in this building. And it's funny. People are like, that new one y'all put in must have something in it. So,
that's funny.
But it has been fun, and we have missed having this podcast because we get to talk about all this random stuff that we do throughout the weeks. We haven't had it. There's something else. My grass is looking pretty good. I'm excited about that.
Something else is that
I want to go home and make a duck call. I have my Whataburger study tonight. I'm excited. The girls get to go and eat some Whataburger and be a part of the conversation.
The girls are going to probably sit there and boycott and protest that y'all switch it to Freddy's.
No. No. What's cool is everybody at this Whataburger like loves when we come to this.
Aww.
There's a guy named Travis
there.
Why
don't you give them some of those come and see cards?
Oh, I'm going to take some. Good idea. But yeah, we usually like go... I usually go and just get a drink. Like, I just get a Diet Coke, and they're usually like, you don't have to pay for this. Because we usually all walk in with our Bibles, and they're like, this is cool.
Aww. So I won't be there.
There was a big crew of us last time. Heather's doing photos tonight. So I'm going to take the girls, and we're going to hang out, and they're going to get supper out of this deal. And
even though they don't like Whataburger. Yeah,
they'll love it tonight. And then Heather will come pick them up probably right when we start getting into our discussion. So,
yeah. It is a really fun thought. I am getting back into, I'm coming out of my short-term retirement.
Yeah.
I'm coming back. So I have my second session.
Yeah.
Second real set. I'm going to say real. Second session for...
Second paid session.
Yeah.
So, it's exciting. But yeah, we, man, just living in Clarksville is a cool place. Lots to do always, too much to do. Most of the time, we found a cool new park. We haven't even talked about our cool new park, have we?
Because we don't want other people to go to the cool new park. It's a secret. That's true.
There is a cool park around here that is not, the tennis courts get used quite heavily. I didn't even know tennis was still a thing. I thought everybody just played pickleball now.
Well, it's what it looked like they were all playing.
Was there a pickleball day?
There was a pickleball tournament when we were there that one day.
There was also a tennis tournament happening.
Oh, that was like tennis practice.
No, there was like legit tennis tournament.
Well, they had like a tennis, they have like a, what did that thing say? They're building pickleball courts. No, but there was a sign up for tennis.
Yeah. Well, okay, so also
teaching
yesterday
of some kind.
Yesterday at this golf tournament, we played, this golf tournament was for Clarksville Christian School, and we played at the Clarksville Country Club. Okay. For those of who listen to this podcast and live in Clarksville, who lives around that country club? Those houses are ridiculously awesome. First off, you play on that golf course, you don't even feel like you're in Clarksville. You are like, it is beautiful. And it's a really fun course, really nice course. It's kind of going through some stuff right now because it's also, like, three of the holes border the river, so they got flooded. But they were still nice. Man, it was pretty. I could see myself shooting a deer on that course. That was how pretty it was. But yes, some of the houses are just like, I don't know what you do for a living. But wow. I mean, here's the thing. We looked at one house yesterday. Their retaining wall probably cost more than some houses in this community. Like, they built up their house probably because of the river, because they backed up to these three holes that were on the river. And so this house was built, like, they probably added 15 feet of elevation. And so they have this massive retaining wall. Not, I'm talking like blocks the size of this filing cabinet made up this 200-yard long retaining wall. And
that's nuts.
Tons of dirt had to go into this to build up this million-plus-dollar home. And I was just like, wow. I said why, but wow. It was cool, though. I enjoyed playing it. I'll just plan on playing that once a year because I don't have $444 a month to go play golf.
Oh, my.
For a family member, like a family golf membership, it's $444 a month.
No.
But that gets you the pool.
I don't care.
And the workout facility. And the tennis courts.
Oh, my lands.
Yeah. It's wild.
Speaking of houses, I found a...
Historic homes of
Clarksville. Yes, a historic homes for sale website. Well, it's like a realty company that like specializes, I guess, in historic homes.
Yeah.
And so I was browsing this website. First off, all of them have been remodeled by what appears to be famous people because these are the most elaborately done remodeled historic homes I have ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
And the most expensive homes also. But I did find a few that were super cute. And then I made the mistake. So you have to put in your information to be able to look at the list of historic homes in the area. Well, I then got a call. So I talked to this girl and I told her, it's like, I mean, I already have a realtor. And she said, okay, well, can you tell me exactly what it is you're looking for? And that way, when you start receiving emails, they'll be tailored to exactly what you want as far as like the year models of houses, how much update, how little updates.
Yeah.
And so I explained to her, listen, what I want is probably not realistic.
Yeah.
And I was like, I want 1 to 2 acres, no fence, because I want a white picket fence that I can put flowers and have my own pretty little cottage garden. I'm looking for a more cottage style historic home that can be remodeled. I don't care if it's super outdated. As long as it's livable, I'll take it. And affordable. This also has to be affordable.
Yeah.
And she said, oh, okay. She's like, okay, well, I will modify your search so that when you start receiving emails, you'll get more things like that.
Yeah.
And so, yeah.
It was a...
But I would love to go and take a look at some of those houses on that list just to see them in real life.
Yeah.
Because they are wild how cool they are on the inside. And they're so pretty.
Yeah. Looking, yeah. We like to look.
Yeah. Because then, so for one can't week.
Be much more past the looking part.
Yeah. So for 1 week, I'll be on a kick of, I really want my own little cottage house.
Yeah.
And then I'll snap out of it and remember, what am I thinking? I'd rather go to Disney.
Yeah. Well,
Disney. I want to go to Disney.
It's just,
it's a constant battle that I have within myself of, do I want to travel or do I want to have a house?
And here's the thing. Why do you have to, like, put in, like, why can't, this just bothers me. Why can't you just put in, like, what you're looking for and then be like, here, I'll give you your results without asking for your phone number and email address? Because it's like, I want to go through all this and I want to just do this. But I don't want you to know my information because then you're going to start blowing me up about stuff. Just want to creep on and research stuff without having to, like, go crazy.
Yeah.
But so instead, Heather puts in my email, I feel like. And now I'm getting, like, all these emails from stuff. But, yeah. We, of course, like to look. But then you also think about, like, our house we're in right now that we're renting is awesome because our neighborhood, like, Heather and I pretty much have an entire day to ourselves on Saturdays because it's like, see you kids, have fun, tell us where you are. And like our street is at the very, very, very back of our neighborhood. Like there's only one way in and one way out and it's by our house. So like our kids are safe. They're getting to be kids. Like, I used to grow up and run around the streets of Bluff Park, Alabama, in Hoover. And
I mean, we did set rules.
Yeah, of course. But they don't go in houses unless it's our house. And it's cool because all the other kids are kind of like the same. Like, yeah. We don't go in houses. But another thing is, kids are expensive. This one little girl come over to our house. We have no more snacks. She just was like, what else y'all got? And Georgia, being like the little hostess that she is like, oh, we've got this and this. And she goes, I'll take it all. And I mean, this girl's tiny too. All. She was like crushing gummies with vanilla wafers and all this stuff. And Georgia's like, okay. And then we get back and Heather's like, what happened? And George was like, I mean, I was just trying to be a good host. so funny. But yeah, kids will eat you out of house and home. I've realized that now.
Yeah.
But it's really fun because like they'll just go into our backyard. Then there'll be a Nerf war. Then the boys will start running around and then the girls run. And then they'll play hide and seek. And so they are worn out by the end of Saturdays.
Yeah.
But it's fun.
It's
good to see our kids be little neighborhood kids.
It's kind of funny also.
Yeah. And we finally got one of the numbers of the moms the other day that the girls like to hang out with their kids. And yeah, it was funny. I wonder if our girls go over to other people's houses and goes, can I just live here? Cause we've had that happen a couple of times. And we're like, no, parents would be upset. But yeah, okay.
Josie's got preschool graduation next week.
Yep.
I might be a little emotional, so just prepare for it.
She is now graduating to homeschoolness.
Yeah.
And she's pumped about it.
Well, okay, so she's not riding home with me. She's riding home with you today.
Why?
Because every time that I take her home from school this past few weeks, she gets all like emotional hot mess in the 8 minutes it takes to get home. I don't know how to be homeschooled. I'm not ready to be a big kid yet. I don't know how to be a big kid. And I'm just like, Georgia is in the backseat laughing for one, and she's going, we just do school, Josie. She's like, we do school and we're done in an hour. And then we can go play. And she's just crying because she doesn't know how to be a big kid yet. Mm. So she's going to ride home with you today.
Okay.
But
then we better hurry this up so I can.
Okay. So, last thing, Josie, we had a high school seniors reception thing at church Sunday evening, and Josie heard graduation and she perked up and she goes, "Oh, he said graduation. That must be me. Oh, do I get one of those too?" And I was like, "Josie, I don't think you need one of those mega Bible handbooks. You're not a high school senior." And she goes, "But he said graduation. I'm graduating." And I was like, "Not the same." And she was so bummed because she thought he meant preschool graduation.
Poor girl.
It was so cute, though. So, yeah.
So, yeah, that was 30 minutes update on our life. And again, I want to remind you, here is the covenant we're making that we won't miss another week unless I'll put one clause in there, unless it's just like there's a crazy thing happening in our life. But we really want to make sure that we keep doing this because it's, first off, it's just fun for Heather and I to do together and talk about and recap our life and what's going on. And so, yeah, that's what we want to keep doing. And yeah, so be positive to people in your life, be encouraging. And we will be talking to y'all next week. Bye-bye.
Bye.